Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission proud to support the work of OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver as he looks for that next great variety coming out of the OSU wheat breeding program. We talked with Dr. Carver recently about that process that he takes to get to that right variety.
They've got to be able to take stress. You know, what we have to deal with in Oklahoma, and stress can mean a lot of different things. Of course, we've been dealing with a lot of drought stress, and so I've actually looked at that. You can pick them out by eyeball. Of course, then we have to use the numbers. We get the numbers in the summer, and I really go over through that. There's about 6 weeks in the summer where I just try to hide, just immerse myself in all the data, because I want to match that data with what I see in the field. You know, and I have some expectations. Some of those aren't ever met, but sometimes they are, and that's when you know you've got something good. But drought stress and disease stress and grazing stress, just anything that we can throw at it. And that's why it takes us a little bit more time than I think than most programs to arrive at a final product.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Dr. Jason Lusk, recently named the new Dean and Vice President of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources at Oklahoma State, replacing Dr. Thomas Kuhn. Had the opportunity to visit with Dr. Lusk and talk about his excitement as he heads back to Stillwater.
I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to come back and really looking forward to the job.
Well, now you arrived at OSU back in 2005, so talk a little bit about your career previously at Oklahoma State University.
Yeah, so I spent 13 years on faculty at Oklahoma State. So I had been at Purdue actually for a few years before that and had the opportunity to move to Oklahoma State. There was a Willard Sparks endowed chair position that was open in agribusiness. So I was, spent 13 of probably my most productive years academic-wise, at least there on faculty. Spent a lot of time looking at consumer demand issues, food demand issues, food policy issues, and studying meat, livestock markets. So a really wonderful time in my career, really before I started getting into administration.
So what are some things that you're excited about and looking forward to?
I don't want to be too presumptuous. I think one of the things I need to do is learn and listen. I've been away for 6 years. I was in previously, even when I was at Oklahoma State, I was in a very different role. So I want to come into the position with the recognition that I have a lot to learn, and I want to hear from folks there in the state and on faculty and the students what's important, where the challenges are. But I do have some thoughts. So kind of three main areas that I think from my perspective will be important to think about. One is, what can we do to continue to increase agricultural productivity, to continue to produce more with less? Another area I think that's important for us is to continue to look for alternatives for producers that can diversify income sources and make sure that we're staying abreast of those changing consumer demands. Probably focal area is value added. What could our grown and produced in Oklahoma that we can, you know, get more dollars back to the agricultural sector in Oklahoma? We have some wonderful resources, I think, on campus, the FAPSU, the Food and Ag Product Center, for example, that I'm hoping we can continue to find ways to grow and expand. So I think, you know, those are some of my initial thoughts, but I want to also, be flexible and nimble and respond to what actually where the needs are on the ground.
Now, I know Dr. Kuhn had a lot of projects on his list that were very important, and I'm sure you're going to continue to visit that list and kind of see what needs to happen.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've got a new Frontiers Agricultural Hall that's about halfway built. So making sure that project is seen through to completion and that people are moved into that building in a way that they can be successful and excited about that project is certainly high, if not number one on the priority list. But that's not the only thing. A lot of facility needs around the university as it relates to both research and extension facilities. And so I do look forward to seeing where those opportunities are and make sure that we have the facilities that we need so that we can do world-class research and outreach so that we can continue to have the kind of impacts that we want to have in the lives of Oklahoma farmers and citizens.
Dr. Lusk will get started at Oklahoma State University coming up in August. To hear my complete conversation with Dr. Jason Lusk, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.